Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast, and boast means to like brag in the Lord. The humble are like they consider low class or poor, shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought, that means to look for or needed the Lord or desired the Lord. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Hallelujah. Thank you. Verse 5, they looked unto him and were brightened, and their faces were not ashamed. When it lightened here means many different things, but I believe that it means not only brightening your face, but giving you knowledge and understanding, and keeping you from not knowing. That's like being in darkness. So he brought us as well as me. pretty much out of the darkness, because 15 or 20 years ago, I was definitely in darkness. Father has brought me out, and I'm happy about that. Let's read, continue reading. Well, let's read verse 5 again. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. The poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Hallelujah. The angel of the Lord encampeth means to surround around about them that fear him and delivereth them. Praise God. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, and he is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. I call you sheep, but excuse me, I'm trying to burp. The Bible calls you, all who are listening, saints, and I call you sheep. But it doesn't matter what I call you. What matters is what the Bible calls you. For there is no want to them that fear him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I should say, yes, sure. I'm so used to saying Jesus. But that's what the Bible says. And I'm used to saying that as well. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, you children, and stop saying kids. They're children. Kids are goats. I think that's what it kids mean when I looked it up years ago. Come, you children, hearken. Hearken means to listen or pay attention unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desires life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil. Okay, don't do anything bad. And your lips from speaking guile. Guile, that means trickery or deception. You know how the enemy does it. And I would show you where you find out who the enemy is. Well, just read Psalms 83, all of it. But I think it's in Psalms 83, verse 5, that tells you the names of all the countries that came against us. In fact, this Bible talks about us. We are the children of Israel, and many of us, our minds have not been lightened or enlightened by our pastors. And this is why I am so happy that my Heavenly Father chose me to feed his sheep and made a way for me to do it. I was the scariest person. Let me not even go there. Let me finish reading our Heavenly Father's lesson or readings for today. Verse 10. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they seek the Lord. But they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, you children, hearken. Or pay attention, hearken, that's what hearken means, unto me, and I will teach you the fears of the Lord. What man is he that desires life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. That's trickery and deceit, deception. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. pursue means to follow it. That is peace. Follow peace. Seek him. Verse 15. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you. I hope you hear my prayer this morning before I go into Sabbath school reading. Verse 16, the face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. Oh, you hear that, Edomites? Verse 17, the righteous cry, and the Lord delivers them out of their troubles. The Lord is near unto them that are of a broken heart. That's me, but I'm getting better. And save such as be of a contrite spirit. And contrite means a regretful or humble or well, kind spirit. Verse 19, many are the afflictions. Afflictions means sufferings of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Have mercy, hallelujah. He that keepeth his honest, well, let me read this again, verse 20. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. Desolate means that they will be destroyed, or they will be empty. They will have nothing. Verse 22. The Lord redeemeth the souls of his servants. Redeemeth means to restore or to get back or rescue the souls of his servants. And none of them that trust in him shall be desolate, that is, destroyed. I have read to you Psalms 34 in its entirety, and I pray that our Heavenly Father will give you understanding of what has been read in Psalms 34. Now, we will have a prayer before we get into our Sunday school, our Sabbath school. I'm so used to saying Sunday school. I've been out of the church for now for about 10 years or so. And I do go to certain churches. Let's say our prayer in heaven, to our Heavenly Father. Father, we your sheep who were once lost, come thanking and praising you for finding us and giving us back into your fold and opening up our minds to know that we are the descendants of the slaves that were brought to the United States of America. That's found in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 68. Those people are us. We are not African American. We are Solomon's, Jacob's children that were put in slavery, once in Egypt and now in the United States. And the police are killing our children. And nothing, because the Edomites are in rule. Not one police officer that has murdered your descendants, your children, have been penalized. I pray. pray that you will go back and all those police officers that have gotten away with murdering a black male or woman be murdered today, all of them. Not one be left out. They used to hang us, Father. You have stopped that. But now they've given authority, a false sense of authority, to those white police officers, and some of them keep getting black police officers to kill too, their own people. I pray that you will deal with them all of them who have killed one of your children who looks like you. You know, Satan has deceived the whole world. Enough of the police officers killing our children. Please put an end of the devil's rule today. In Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, that old serpent was cast, that's called the devil, and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world, was cast down here. Oh, Father, remove him. Take him to some place that you choose. No more of him this day. Father, I thank you for giving or keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan. And I thank you for blessing us, your sheep, with sane, sound mind and excellent health. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, also whose name has been changed to Jesus by the Edomites. I say this prayer. Amen. I pray that you bless this prayer. Father, let me introduce myself. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath day, everyone. The only place in the Bible that tells you to keep holy, or the only day in the Bible that tells you to keep holy, that is the Sabbath day. That's listed in the 10th commandments. It's the 4th commandment. You are to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. What do you not understand about that? The Sabbath day. Now, Constantine changed that. I forget when and what date that was, but years ago. I was taught that. I think that was many years back, I'm telling you the truth. I think you spell Constantine C-O-N-S-T-A-N-E, something like that. I forget how to spell it now that I'm on the phone talking with you because my nerves get worked up. But read about Constantine on the computer as well as in your dictionary if you have one at home, or go to the library and your librarian will tell you how to spell Constantine. So you can look up. He was a Roman emperor that changed the worship of our Sabbath day that our Heavenly Father gave us to keep holy and rest. That white man changed that day. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. I want you to know that Sabbath day is observed starting Friday evening and ending on Saturday evening. I want you sheep to have your 3 P's handy, that is, they are your pen, paper, and pencil. And with that, I'm going to say, welcome to Sabbath School. And I will start reading today's lesson, John chapter 10. It's entitled, Jesus the True Shepherd. Let's start reading at verse 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, fold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. So you people who are pasturing over people, if God did not call you, then I'm going to say, as this Bible says, you are a thief and a robber. Don't get up there just because you want to get in front of people and make money. Do it because God has called you, and he will provide all that you need, as he has done for me. But he that, verse 2, but he that entered in the door, but he that entered in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. If God calls you, then you are the shepherd. Go do your business. And that makes me think that I'm a shepherd, but he told me to feed his sheep. And then after many years of my questioning him, what am I supposed to do? He came back in a dream and told me to minister unto the people. I was thinking he should have said black people, because I am a black woman. But he said the people. So there are some of you who are not black as I am, or as Jesus is, who he may want in his fold, and you may believe in him. Like I used to believe that Jesus Christ was white, but I was wrong. I was had not been awakened in my mind as to who Jesus was. There's no place in the Bible that describes Jesus as a white man. In fact, as far as I've been reading consistently for the past 7 years, I'm in my seventh year. Verse 3, to him the porter opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. And he will sometimes call you, like Sandra. You'll be looking, you'll be standing in your dining room about to do something that maybe was not right, and he will call your name loud and stop you in your tracks. Verse 4, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee, for they know not the voice of strangers. Verse 6, this parable, a parable is a story, spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Verse 7, then Jesus said unto them again, verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. Amen. Thank you for allowing me to follow you, Jesus. Not Paul, as so many preachers are doing, but you, your words, Jesus. Thank you. Verse 8. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. All right. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. That reminds me of a governor here in Michigan with the Flint crisis, and those in rule refused to put him in jail for killing up all, for poisoning all those people, for telling them to drink the Flint water, cut them off from Detroit water. But God has a plan for you. Worry not, or think not. You think you're getting away with what you're doing, but God has something for you. I am come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly. He is not talking here about the thief. He's talking about his sheep having life more abundantly. And the word abundantly means plenty or plentiful. Verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling, a person that is hired to watch over the sheep, that's what a hireling is, and not the shepherd who owns the sheep, are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, he runs, and the wolf catches them, the sheep, and scatters the sheep. So, again, you pastors out there, you're nothing but hirelings if you were not called to be a shepherd over those sheep. And you will cause them to be caught by the wolves. And you'll run away thinking that you are saved, but you're not saved, because you're gonna, God is going to deal with you. If not now, he will do it later. Verse 13, the howling bleeth because he is a hireling, he's hired, and cares not for the sheep. Verse 14, I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. Verse 15, as the Father knoweth me, even so knoweth I the Father. I lay down my life for the sheep. Thank you, Father. Well, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, for laying down your life for me. Verse 16, and other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Now I understand why you said to me in a dream, minister unto them, instead of ministering unto my people. You said, minister unto them. Hold on one moment, please. I want to look at what I wrote down, what he told me in that dream that night, and I want to make sure that I say it to you as he said it unto me, if I can find it. No, I can't find it. It's in my other Bible. No, I wrote it in this Bible too. He said, minister unto the people. Fear not, I am with you. I was trying to wake up out of that dream. I was not trying to hear that, even though I had asked him, you know, because he had said, feed my sheep. But I needed to know more. But he told me to minister unto the people and to fear not. He is with me. That's what gives me confidence to speak to you over the radio. I used to tremble so bad, but that's what I used to do. Let me not go into what I used to do, because it was not, you know, I have sinned. I'm not perfect. Verse 11, I think I read that. Let me read again. Let me read verse 11 again. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd who owns the sheep are not, sees the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catches them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling flees because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and keep my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so knoweth I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Verse 16, and other sheep I have. That's why he told me to minister unto the people. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. I am of the tribe of Judah, of slaves who were brought to the south in Virginia in 1619. We are the tribe of Judah. The other 10 tribes are of his fold, and most of them are people of color. I have written out, and those are the 12 tribes of Judah, those other people that he's talking about. He is not talking about Esau's children, the Edomians, or the white race. He is talking about Jacob's children. As a matter of fact, I read in the book of, it wasn't until I read John chapter 3, verse 3 and 38, I think it was, I'm trying to look back, and I found out that, no, it wasn't. It must have been Luke chapter 3, let's see, in 38, that Esau is not in Jesus' genealogy. However, Christ is. Yeah, it was, read Luke chapter 3, starting at verse 22. All the way down to verse 38. I read it to you all, and I was just totally shocked that the people who rule over us are not listed in Jesus Christ's genealogy, and they rule over us. They have fooled the whole world. That's why I tell you about Revelation 12, verse 9, I read that to you maybe 6 years or so ago. I didn't quite understand then as I do now. In Isaiah chapter 8, verse 10, it says precept upon precept, line by line, little here and little there. That's how you learn the Bible. And while we are in Sabbath school, this is how you will learn. You will learn from what I'm reading today, and if you go back over it yourself, you will learn a little today, and next Sabbath when you come back, we will read verse 11. Now, I think I left off at verse 15, but I'll read that again. As the Father knoweth me, even so I, the Father, I lay down my life for the sheep. Other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. And you can find the 12 tribes of, I just had it, the 12 tribes of Israel is located in Revelation chapter 7, verse 5, I think. If I go there, I will forget where I've left off. Let's pick up reading at verse 15. And I need to be consistent so I can finish reading this lesson. As the Father knoweth me, even so I, the Father, I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. So you people, maybe I should read that. Listen, the people, the tribe of Dan, those are the children of Israel. Those are the Indians of Trinidad, Judah. That's us black folk that were brought to the United States of America on the slave ships. You'll find that in Deuteronomy chapter 68, chapter 8, verse 68. Excuse me, I'll get it right. Issachar, those are the Mexican Issachar. Benjamin, the Jamaicans. Levi, the Haitians. Simeon, the Dominican Republicans. Ephraim, that's Cuba. Manasseh, Puerto Ricans. Gad, North American Indians. Reuben, the Seminole Indians. Zebulun, they are the Mayan Indians. Asher, the South American Incas. Naphtali, those are the Indians of Argentina and the Chileans. We are the 12 tribes of Jacob, and we are separated now, but we are going to come back together. It says so in the Bible. I can't remember where. Let me start at verse 15 again. No. I will start at verse 15. Father, forgive me and let me read all of this. As the Father knoweth me, even so I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, they are not of the children of Judah, as we are. Them I also must bring that shall hear my voice. And they shall be one fold and one shepherd, and that shepherd will be Jesus. Verse 17, therefore doeth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it again. That sounds like reincarnation to me. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it again. This commandment I have received of my Father. There is a division, therefore, again among the Jews for these sayings. Verse 20. And many of them said, he has a devil and is mad. Why hear you him? Others said, these are not the words of him that has a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? See, he's opened my eyes. I was blind, and now I'm trying to help open your eyes, those of you who are listening. Verse 22, and it was at Jerusalem, the Feast of Dedication. I haven't read the Feast of Dedication in Leviticus chapter 23. Perhaps the Edomite has changed it. Even in Jesus' days, one of the feast days that is in the winter has been changed to the Feast of Dedication. Verse 23. And Jesus walked in the temple of Solomon, of Solomon's porch. Oh, I have news for you. I want you to turn to the Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 5. Solomon says, I am a black man. You look it up. I don't have that much time left. Verse 24. Then came the Jews around about him and said unto him, how long doest you make us to doubt? That is to question or not be not sure. If you be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered and told them, if I told you, I told you, and you believe not, the works that I do, in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. Because you believe not, because you are not of my sheep, as I have said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall they any man pluck, that is to pull them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them to me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we stone you not, but for blasphemy, and because that you, being a man, maketh yourself a god. And blasphemy is just saying something that is bad or not right about God. Verse 34, Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law? I said, you are gods. And you'll find it in Psalms 82, verse 2. So he said, it is not written, I said, you are God. So Jesus wrote the Psalms. My goodness, a new revelation to me. I'll have to pick up on that another time. I'm running out of time. I must read. Verse 35, if he called them gods unto whom the word of God came and the scripture cannot be broken, you say of him, the Father, wait, let me read verse 36 again. You say of him whom the Father has sanctified, sanctified means cleansed, made pure, and sent into the world, you blasphemous, because I said, I am the Son of God. Christ is telling, Jesus is telling the people here that he is the Son of God. I'm going to stop here at verse 37. And next Sabbath, when I come back to read verse 11, I'll pick up at verse 37. Let me have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we, your sheep that you have found, we thank you and rejoice that you have put us back into your fold. Thank you, thank you, thank you again. We love you, Father, and appreciate you for your constant protection from the evil one. We say this prayer in Yeshua's name, also known as Jesus. Amen. And if it's God's will, I will be back with you next Sabbath. And remember, God loves you. And be obedient to his call. I love you too, but God loves you more.
Cause Jesus you down. And I know we've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand.